It is Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a major boost to cancer research, the University of Southampton has just secured almost £1.4 million from Cancer Research UK. This substantial funding is earmarked for training doctors as clinician scientists, who are crucial in developing and implementing life-saving cancer treatments. The investment aims to nurture a new generation of experts capable of bridging the gap between laboratory discoveries and clinical applications, thereby accelerating progress in the battle against cancer. The university's program will focus on innovative cancer studies and patient-oriented research, with the ultimate goal of improving survival rates and treatment methods. In a significant revelation about the UK's economic landscape, a new report titled The True Impact of UK Manufacturing emphasises the sector's vast influence, showing it's worth £518 billion while supporting 7.3 million jobs within the country. The findings, set to be unveiled at MAC 2024 in Birmingham, underscore manufacturing's extensive reach, not just through direct employment, but across supply chains and communities. This report illustrates an industry whose economic contributions and job support are much more substantial than previously understood. The revealed figures challenge previous perceptions and highlight the need for a re-evaluation of manufacturing's role in the UK economy. In a major boost to its expansion efforts, Skube, a key player in providing consultancy and digital transformation services to the energy and water sector, has landed a substantial investment of £6,250,000 from BGF, one of the premier investors in the UK and Ireland. This injection of funds is set to fuel Skube's ongoing growth and enable the firm to cater to the needs of its burgeoning customer base amidst a climate of rapidly increasing revenue. That's it from me, Malcolm, and for your midweek update. Stay in the know by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back tomorrow. Goodbye.